Bonjour à tous, ravi de vous accueillir à nouveau pour cette deuxième partie de la matinée de plénière. Nous allons poursuivre aujourd'hui avec une vision du secteur spatial au-delà des frontières françaises et des frontières européennes. Il nous semblait important de vous apporter un éclairage sur le spatial mondial. C'est vrai qu'on en a parlé pendant plusieurs heures ce matin, du fait que le spatial était désormais un marché mondial et la géopolitique du spatial était de plus en plus présente. Et finalement, nous avons décidé aujourd'hui, nous avons l'honneur d'accueillir Cheng Wang, qui est le secrétaire général de la China Space Foundation, qui pourra nous apporter un éclairage sur le spatial chinois. Spatial chinois qui peut être méconnu de certains, plus connu de d'autres. Et l'objectif sera de nous apporter une vision sur ce secteur spatial vu de la Chine. Nous avons le plaisir de l'accueillir en duplex et il va pouvoir nous rejoindre dans quelques instants. Monsieur Wang, est-ce que vous nous entendez? Good afternoon, Mr. Wang. Hello. Can you hear us?
Yeah, no problem. Can you hear me?
Yeah, perfectly. Please go
Thank
ahead.
Thank you. May I start the presentation? Okay. Merci, président. Ladies and gentlemen, good morning. It's my pleasure to be here with the meeting and to share the latest development of the China's new commercial space. And today I will focus on the China's development and have some recommendations for the future collaboration. As well known, the space is a leading technology to explore the universe and widely loved scientific and technological knowledge. And the new space is focused on the market orientation and technological innovation to reduce the cost and improve the efficiency. So we can make, enter and use the outer space with higher quality and provide better service for the mankind. And technologically, the large satellite constellation and the batch manufacturing line has gradually progressed from the development in orbit delivery and application of the traditional satellite mode to a business mode to providing an integrated solution and transform to a service sector. So my conclusion, the era of the new space economy has arrived here. And in 2024, the global space launch was very active. A total of 259 and 265 launch were carried out globally, and more than 60% were commercial launch. The United States conducting a 154 launch shows the absolute superiority. And China, the last year we conducting 68 launch, and the first half of the 2025, we made a full success of 35 launch. And Russia, Europe were in stable situation of entering to the outer space. And as to the global in-orbit satellite currently is more than 10,000. United States more than 8,000, and China approximately 1,000, and European 800. And it's very typical feature that commercial launch has surpassing government-led traditional space. And with the execution of the large LEO satellite constellation program, and the far above usual launch and constellation deployment has changed, has even disrupted traditional scenario. And the new space focuses on the requirement, simplicity, ultimate assuring, and rapid iteration, and of course, the open competition. And the government all around the world pay more attention to guiding, regulating, and supporting the new space industry, and try to building a development ecology. The new space industry developed rapidly and the application scenarios increase continuously. The appearance of the new space economy forms are celebrating. For example, like the satellite communication plus smartphone, satellite navigation plus smart terminals, and remote sensing data plus application scenarios, and the other new space application scenarios. Oh, I will have a brief introduction in China Rises Time. State-owned enterprises are still the major undertaker of the nation's space mission. New space enterprises have become a very important power and are developing rapidly. But in my world, they are growing very fast, but small in size. from the national policy level that we have confirmed the commercial space low-attitude economy as a new quality productive force. And from the point of view of industry policy that we have confirmed the official position of the commercial space with the orientation of stimulating vitality and regulating the development. As the local government has introduced action plans and supporting policies on taxation, finance, and human resources. And new commercial space enterprises have more deployment and have formed certain competitiveness in satellite and rocket manufacture system. But on contrast, in the field of terminal product, application system, and operation service, the emerging enterprise are small in scale and insufficient in competitiveness. By the end of 2024, there are nearly 600 registered new commercial enterprises, gathering mainly in Beijing, Shanghai, Guangdong, Shaanxi, and Jiangsu. The distribution of the enterprise is highly correlated with the distribution of the research institutes, universities, and economical status of this area. And the scale of the investment and financing is on the rise as a whole in China now, and with investors paying more attention to the profitability and quality of the enterprises. And at the same time, the local government industrial guidance fund play an important role in guiding and promoting the commercial space industry. Here are some pictures showing the financing scale and trend from 2015 to 2024. And also we have multi-channel financing, so mainly including the equity, debt, and financial leasing. The equity financing shows a trend of expansion of the new space industry. And also in China now, we have very successful example, for example, like the rocket launch ship and in-orbit satellite asset for financial leasing. And new commercial space enterprises, especially the high-quality startups, are very much likely to be favored by the capital market. Here are some typical examples of financing of some of the enterprises. You can find it's mainly the satellite and rocket manufacturers. And also, you know, as well in China, there was a lot of the commercial satellite constellation. They are celebrating the deployment, and you can find in my understanding, some are very running smoothly, but some part of it are still at the R&D phase. Since 2015, that in China, we have more than 20 commercial rocket companies was founded, and six of them have launched the rockets successfully. And currently, there are more than 10 large reusable rockets are currently under development, and some of the rocket is put into this year or the next year. Also, the commercial space tourism is growing rapidly annually because of from the originally the price of the space travel from tens of millions of dollars to $450,000. And if the price decreases further to $50,000, it could unlock a market worth of billions of dollars. There was a Chinese new startup company talking about manned business travel. They have signed more than 10 contracts for the space ticket, including all kind of the person. Even though as my older friend was aged about 84 years old. And I can conclude is there was an active innovation exploration. The first one is the conceptual mood innovation. The second one is technology and product innovation. The third one is business format innovation. And I will show the audience with some important milestones. Because driven by the policy support and market demand, the industry is developing rapidly and taking shape. For example, like the successful maiden flight of the liquid oxygen and methane rocket of the landscape in 2023, and also the large solid rocket sea launch of the Orion space on 2024. And we have consecutive launch of the multi-batch of network satellite Southern Sail Constellation. And very important, that was the 2024 and 2025 Hainan Commercial Space Launch Site has successfully made the maiden launch of the Pad 1 and Pad 2. That means the first phase of the launch site had completed and starting the second phase. That it will take advantage of the Hainan Free Trade Port and Wenchang Space City and are targeting at future commercial and international high density launch service. And also we have the commercial company made the Zhuqiesan 10 km class vertical takeoff and landing flight test in 2024. And on 2024, May 29 and 31, the Galactic Energy successfully launched two rocket satellites within 2 days. And also the Chinese commercial companies made innovation of commercial microwave remote sensing satellite. And it's the first commercial Ku band phase array radar remote sensing satellite and with a lot of the technological innovation. And France, Europe are the world's leading space power and being a good development of the new space industry. I have some possible cooperation field include. The first one, take advantage of the low altitude and launching cost Hainan Commercial Space Launching Site can provide across support to French commercial missions. Second, jointly provide the full industrial chain standardized cost-effective satellite component device to the international market. Thirdly, as to the Paris Agreement has been set up 10 years ago, that we strongly recommending joint operation service, for example, like adopting a market-based complementary model to have more global coverage of the communication satellite, exchange of the navigation market application, and massive customers, jointly develop a global public service project for remote sensing for disaster, emergency, and climate change. And four, by use of the AI analysis of satellite remote sensing and digital twin platform, serve the need of the early warning of the major natural disaster and smart city management. The fifth, manned commercial flight, space energy, and in-orbit service to co-develop an international commercial standard, joint mission support, and emergency rescue, etc. And for deep space exploration, we recommend joint mission, for example, like the moon base and the Mars exploration, development of the lunar resource through commercial cooperation. And finally, the public interest. Climate change and carbon monitoring. Share ocean and atmospheric observation public data, promoting cooperation in global climate change governance. And the last one is the recommendations for the future cooperation. There have been long-term mutually beneficial and win-win cooperation between China, France, and Europe. In the new space field, the enterprises can cooperate in the market, customer, standard, and finance. And improve the governance system that we can talking about the mechanism between the commercial enterprises and to avoid policy risk, improve the admittance of standard and promote a standardized development of the industry. And we can discuss the establishment of commercial space safety information notification and the risk assessment mechanism to ensure the safety of the outer space assets. And explore the new space cooperation mode of joint expansion of the customer in the market, joint formulation of the commercial standard, opening and sharing of the public data, cross support in major missions, and benefit people's livelihood and education with science. And we can also explore some sharing of some of the facilities and the guidance of the government sharing the commercial facilities and just to avoid the two-sided cross-border cooperation. And the last one, contribute to global space development. Under the framework of United Nations, and Chinese and French new space enterprises can better serve the sustainable development goal and benefit more developing countries with space achievements. Allow me to have a very brief introduction about China Space Foundation. China Space Foundation was China's only nonprofit charitable foundation in space. It was initiated by the donation from Macau entrepreneurs after successful launch of the Long March rocket in 1992 and founded in 1995. So this year was the 30 years anniversary of the foundation. And we have total 21 members of the board and 8 from Macau and the other members from the major space sectors of China. And we have more than 50 partnership enterprises here. Our major activity, including the public welfare, young generation education, international cooperation, promoting the space entrepreneurship, that including the China Space Foundation Award, education to the student from undeveloped areas. We set up the university scholarships and organized the space summer camp. We also co-organized the China Space Congress and international forums. We make space policy study and cooperate with international colleagues. So thank you very much for your time. And I wish we can promote the people-to-people young space generation cooperation with the French colleagues in the coming future. Thank you very much again.
Thank you very much, Secretary General. I don't know if you can hear the room right now, but there was a ton of applause for your presentation. Thank you for this perspective about the Chinese space ecosystem and Chinese space activity. I think what we can keep in mind from what you said is that space is not a global market. China is high on the agenda for the space sector with development of rockets and satellite constellation, but also to support the use and application of the space sectors. We keep in mind the dialogue, the policy dialogue needed between different countries to talk about the policy risk and the safety of the space sector and the space activities. And again, we would like to thank you for taking the stage at the French New Space Summit to talk about space and to talk about China overview of the space sector. Thank you, Secretary General.
Thank you so much. It's my honor and pleasure. Thank you so much.